الحمد لله رب العالمين لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا لك الحمد جبار السماوات والأرض كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له والذي رفع السماء بغير عمد إني أحبكم في الله By the oath of that being who has raised the skies without any support I love every one of you my beloved brothers We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us united on the love based on La ilaha illallah Allah, let us leave this world with the love and the unity based on La ilaha illallah. Allah, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah as one united ummah on La ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa habibana wa azimana wa qaidana wa qudwatana wa ustadana wa muallimana Muhammadan Rasulullah. إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا آمين اللهم آمين أيها الأحبة الكرام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الله سبحانه وتعالى has revealed this Quran as a guide for humanity after having created his creation leave alone insan Every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fahada, after Allah created His creation, Allah gave hidayah and guidance to that creation. Whether it is the sun, whether it is the moon, whether it is the oceans, whatever it may be, whichever creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it may be. It has been sent with certain instructions, certain guidelines, and you will not find the moon fulfilling the function of the sun or the sun fulfilling the function of the stars. Every creation of Allah has been given the guidance, the guidelines, and they are living and they are abiding to those guidelines. So when Allah has given guidelines to such creation, which is known as غير Dhawi shu'ur, creation that has not any, that does not have any perception, that does not understand, that cannot take responsibility, then why would Allah create insan who is known as dhawi shu'ur, that insan who has responsibility, that has aql, that has understanding? How is it possible that Allah would create insan and leave insan without any guidance? Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran for this purpose. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ So that the Quran can be a guidance for humanity, taking them out of the darkness of kufr and shirk, the darkness of bid'at and dalal, and guiding them to the nur of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are guided by the Quran. If we look at the system of the Quran, if we look at the pattern that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used in the Quran, we will find that a major portion of the Quran is based on aqaid, on imaniyat. In fact, laws and ahkam, how to perform hajj, how to perform salah, how to fast, all of those details are found perhaps only in a third of the Quran, if not less. Those details are found in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the teachings and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran primarily focuses on a person's aqaid, a person's belief system, a person's imaniyat, that in order for a person to attain salvation in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah, what should the primary belief be? What should be the principle belief system for a person? And that is why we find that from the very first verse of the Quran, when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, this is an introduction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is part of our iman. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Who should you be worshipping? Who should your obedience and your allegiance and your loyalties be with? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah introduces Himself. And throughout the Quran, Allah introduces Himself. Allah introduces insan to the life of this dunya and the correct aqidah. Allah introduces insan to the life of the qabr and the correct aqidah regarding the qabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the attention of insan towards the akhirah and the correct aqidah regarding the akhirah. So much so that when we come to the last surah and the last verse of the last surah of the Quran, what are you reciting? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I am seeking protection in whom? Not any alim, not any saint, not any nabi, not any pious person. بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that Allah is the Rabb of humanity. Allah is the one that will give you protection. So this is the core message of the Quran, correcting and rectifying the aqidah of humanity. And then we find that together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about various examples in the Quran. Examples of the nations of the past, not for story time, not to pass time and try to imagine how it happened, but rather why it happened. When the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam were destroyed with the flood, instead of focusing our energies and trying to understand how it happened, the message of the Quran is to draw our attention to why it happened. When the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam were raised towards the heavens so high that even the malaika could hear the screams and the barks of the dogs of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they were toppled. Why? That is the question. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidents of the people of the past, that when they were directed and guided towards the correct aqidah, which is the core message of the Quran, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they rejected that, then this was the fate that they met. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Ummah, you have been given certain guidelines. If you reject the guidelines, the message is that you should take a lesson from the people of the past. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not have any intelligence? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do you not make tadabbur and contemplate on the message of the Qur'an? فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. O people of intelligence, take a lesson. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, in that there are signs for people of iman, for people of knowledge. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us our aqidah. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that if you reject this aqidah, then this will be the fate and this will be the end result, just like how the people of the past had met. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And after mentioning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses the people of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses you and I. The people of Iman, has the time not come, O people of Iman, that your hearts become humble before the reminders of Allah. Allah is reminding you of the people of Nuh. Allah is reminding you of the people of Ad. Allah is reminding you of the people of Lut. Allah is also reminding you of the people of Yunus alayhi salam. Allah is reminding you of the good and the bad. When are our hearts going to become humbled to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now one may ask a question that the Quran was revealed with these various incidents. These incidents are revealed regarding people who were bereft of Iman. People who did not have Iman. The people of Nuh, the people of Lut, the people of Salih, and the list goes on. These people did not have Iman. Why is Allah addressing you and I as people of Iman and giving us incidents of people who did not even have Iman? And the answer to that is simple. That the Quran has a twofold responsibility in the life of humanity. For the kafir, for the mushrik, the Quran is a guidance into Islam. And for a mu'min, and that is why time and again in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses whom? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, it is for you who have already believed. Aminu, ittaqu rabbakum. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message of the Quran is for you and I as well. And why? So that we take a lesson from the people of the past, that O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may be having Iman, but ensure that your Iman is not contaminated with the evils that were prevalent in those people. And let us take a survey of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today. Let us take a survey of the Ummah of La ilaha illallah, the Ummah of Iman, the Ummah who claims to be a mu'min. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam were kuffar. But together with their kufr, they were cheaters in business. What is the condition of the Muslim ummah today? The people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam did not have Iman. But together with that, they would sodomize. Today efforts are being made. Efforts are being made to legalize gay marriages. And to some extent, perhaps to a great extent, Muslims are also in the forefront. So these are the traits of the people of kufr. These are the traits of the people of kufr. O people of Iman, you have already brought Iman. Purify your Iman from the traits of kufr. Now let us understand one principle, my beloved brothers. And that principle is that the end result of this ummah will not be determined by the doings of the kuffar. A kafir is a kafir. He will swear Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times he will draw a cartoon of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is his job, that is his responsibility. They did this from the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They called him names, they insulted him, they accused him, they did every possible and thinkable and unthinkable evil towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is their job. But that will not bring the result for the ummah. The result of this ummah will be determined by the actions of the ummah of La ilaha illallah, the ummah that recites La ilaha illallah. That is you and me. And to understand this, let us look at an example. A particular individual has certain friends and he has his own family as well. Like all of us do. If someone, a stranger, an acquaintance perhaps, someone who is acquainted to him perhaps from business, has to say something evil about him, accuse him, insult him, pass a remark about him, indeed he will feel the pain. He will be hurt. But imagine that same person, if his own son, his blood, has to go behind his back and speak ill of his father, and he has to make accusations against his father, and he has to insult his father, which of the two will be worst? Of course, the one that is closer to him, that will cause more pain to him than the one who is a stranger. That is a stranger. He is not expected today, especially in this day and age, when people are so jealous of each other, when people are making every effort to bring the next person down. A stranger is expected to do certain things that will harm you. But when your own blood, when your own son turns against you, that is much more painful to a person. When we can understand that in our normal day-to-day relationships, we can understand that when a kafir does something, he is expected to do that. But when a mu'min who claims that amantu billah, I have brought iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he does everything exactly opposite to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah declares, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, Allah is the wali and the friend of the believers. And when that friend of Allah goes behind and he breaks the commands of Sharia, then we can imagine which of the two is a worse situation. And we can imagine which of the two will yield the repercussions and the results upon this ummah. And this we say against the backdrop of the various things that we see around us locally as well as internationally. Locally, subhanallah, we see robberies, theft, crime on the increase all the time, and we complain. We do not realize who is in control. Wallahi, it is not the government that is in control. It is Allah that is in control. We complain about xenophobia. We complain about racism that unfortunately is increasing in our country. As Muslims, we do not attribute these things to a short-term problem. Perhaps government did not deliver, or whatever else the reasons could be. That is something we can debate day and night. Till Qiyamah day we will debate. But as mu'mineen, we look at the long term and we look at the actual root cause of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in a hadith Qudsi, and we will understand this situation of ours. We will understand the situation of ours with regards to our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a servant of mine rectifies his relationship with me, then I instruct the malaika, I instruct Jibreel alayhi salam, saying that, O Jibreel, such and such a person has rectified his relationship with me. He has made tawbah, he has made istighfar, he has come on to my obedience, he has abandoned those things that I have forbidden him to do. So I am instructing you, O Jibreel, that you also mend your relationship with him. Jibreel alayhi salam then in turn announces to the rest of the malaika, Allah has rectified his relationship with the servant. I have rectified it. O malaika, you rectify your relationship with the servant. Then the announcement is made to the inhabitants of the earth. Perhaps not an announcement that can be heard, but Allah puts it in the hearts of every human being that this person has rectified his relationship with Allah, with Jibreel, with the rest of the malaika. So, O mankind, you rectify your relationship with such a person. Now this person lives a life of happiness. Now this person does not have enemy on every turn and corner that he takes. This person is living a life of goodness. He is living a life of Jannah in this dunya already. But when a person destroys that link and that relationship between him and Allah, then in the same way, this link between him and the malaika is destroyed. The link and the relationship between him and fellow human beings is destroyed. And that person's existence on the surface of the earth becomes a jahannam for him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions start coming upon such a person or such a community if the entire community in the entire locality has broken and they have jeopardized this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unleashes His armies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come personally and unleash an army or command an army against humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has armies in the heavens and the earth. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Sometimes the wind is turned into a hurricane and it will wipe out an entire community. Sometimes the ocean or the river and the dam is turned into an army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A flood is caused, an entire community is wiped out. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns fellow human beings against those of His servants who break the commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Banu Israel. بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. We sent against the Banu Israel such servants of ours who are strong, who were strong, who had power at their hands, at their disposal. فَجَاسُوا قِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ. They barged into the houses of people. They raped the women. They desecrated the masajid. Perhaps something in this country that we can relate to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So it is a time of reflection. It is a time to stop pointing fingers at that organization or that administration. But as Muslims, it is time for us to realize that we are the decision makers of our ultimate fate in this dunya. We are the decision makers of what the condition of the Muslims will be in this dunya. If our relationship with Allah is good, that will yield good results from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our relationship with Allah is sour, if our relationship with Allah is not a good relationship, then we can expect a similar consequence and we can expect similar conditions to prevail from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us all realize as Muslims what our responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be among those people whose hearts will be humbled before the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether the reminders are in the Quran, whether the reminders are things that we are seeing with our eyes. My beloved brothers, Syria is not something that happened in the past. Syria is happening today. Our Muslims, our sisters, our children, our brothers and sisters are being persecuted and tortured in Syria today. Let it not be that we bring Syria into our lands. Iraq is not happening, did not happen in the past. Iraq is happening today. Palestine is happening today. Bosnia is not very, very far off. Are we willing to make our children, our families, and ourselves pay the price of our evil deeds and our disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, myself first, and each one of us, the realization and the understanding and the importance that this ummah, the important role that this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam plays in bringing good conditions for the ummah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصادق الوعد الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه المجاهدين الصادقين المؤمنين المحتسبين الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم أجمعين إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فاتقوا الله يا عباد الله قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم وقال تعالى ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه وإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم